You really have masters of making garlands in Split.
Stvarno ste ovladali umijećem pravljenja garlanda ovdje u Splitu.
You can look at this, it's so detailed. Wonderful. Even with these. Marianti, this is your idea, I think, isn't it? No? Who? Sylvia, I cannot believe my eyes. Very good. My boy. Look at this fine detail. Wonderful.
Deya da dhamma dhamma kunya vihani Deya da dhamma dhamma Kunya vihari Yopidana vallava Girivaradadi Gopirana vallava Giri varadhadi Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Sodanandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jadi Jaya 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 dhamma dhamma Sunya vihari Jaya dhamma dhamma Sunya vihari
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Nama Dama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Rama Rama Hare Hare Jai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gauranitai 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 Daya Gauranitai 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 Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtatasatasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridastaku Ki Jai Prem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Arvaita Gradha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Krishna Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinami Namaste Sasati Deve Gauravani Pachani Sri 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 Very strong, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all right? Is it a little strong? Little. Haribo, Zaran. How is it for you, Zoran? It's a very strong smell, isn't it? Maybe you can, you know, it's good enough for the, it's made for big football stadiums, you know. I wanted to offer this nice fragrance to the deities, but now we have offered enough, yes. In Zagreb we will have a big temple, and for that big temple it is made. Alright, so I have a very nice subject matter. Let me just find it here. Here it is.
Danas imamo jednu jako lijepu temu.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasya eva heto prayate tako vido. Na labhyate yad pramatam upayada. Ta labhyate dukavat anyata sukam. Kalena savatra gabira ramhasa. Please just the translation of the
Inteligentne osobe sklone filozofiji trebaju težiti samo svrhovitom cilju koji se ne može dostići čak ni putovanjem od najvišeg planeta Brahmaloke do najnižeg Patale. Što se tiče sreće koja potječe od osjetilnog uživanja, ona sama dolazi tijekom vremena, baš kao i bijede, iako ih ne želimo. Smisao. Svaki čovjek pokušava raznim naporima ostvariti što više osjetilnog uživanja. Neki se ljudi bave trgovinom, gospodarskim razvojem ili politikom, a neki plodonosnim radom kako bi u sljedećem životu dostigli više planete i postali sretni. Rečeno je da stanovnici mjeseca kušaju veće užitke pijući soma rasu, dok se dobrotvornim radom može dostići pitri loka. Tako postoje različiti programi za osjetilno uživanje, bilo u ovom, bilo u sljedećem životu. Neki pokušavaju dostići mjesec ili druge planete mehaničkim sredstvima, jer žarko žele otići na takve planete, ne čineći dobra djela. Međutim, to nije moguće. Prema zakonu svevišnjeg, različita su mjesta namijenjena različitim vrstama živih bića, ovisno o njihovu djelovanju. Kao što je propisano u svetim spisima, samo se dobrim djelovanjem može steći rođenje u dobroj obitelji, obilje, visoko obrazovanje i lijep izgled. Vidimo da se čak i u ovom životu dobrim djelovanjem može steći obrazovanje ili novac. Slično tome, željene položaje u sljedećem životu možemo postići jedino dobrim djelovanjem.
Inače se ne bi događalo da dvije osobe rođene na istom mjestu i u isto vrijeme imaju različite životne okolnosti. Međutim, svi su takvi materijalni položaj prolazni, jer i oni na najvišoj Brahmaloki i oni na najnižoj Patali ovise o našem djelovanju i mijenjaju se pod njegovim utjecajem. Osoba sklona filozofiji ne bi smjela biti primamljena takvim nestalnim položajima. Treba pokušati dostići vječni život, pun blaženstva i znanja, u kojem neće biti prisiljena ponovno se vratiti u bijedni materijalni svijet, bilo na ovom, bilo na nekom drugom planetu. Nevolje i promjenjiva sreća dva su obilježja materijalnog života koja postoje i na Brahmaloki i na drugim lokama. Prisutni su i u životu polubogova i u životu pasa i svinja. Razlikuju se samo po količini i vrsti, no nitko nije oslobođen nedaća, rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti. Slično tome, svatko ima sreću koja mu je predodređena i nitko ju ne može povećati ili smanjiti vlastitim naporima. Čak i ako dobije, ponovo će izgubiti. Stoga ne bi trebalo tratiti vrijeme na takve ništavne stvari, već uložiti napor da se vratimo Bogu. To bi trebala biti misija svačijeg života.
Thank you very much. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama
This verse talks of a spiritual journey.
Ovaj stih govori o duhovnom putovanju.
It says that as souls, we have all experienced different stations or different births, you can say, at different planets in the universe.
Na našem putovanju kao duše svi smo iskusili različite stanice ili različita mjesta u ovom univerzumu, različite planete.
What a concept.
Kakav koncept?
Normally we think of ourselves as splijanants, but now we hear we have traveled through different planets in the universe, in other words we had different lives.
Kakav koncept, obično smatramo sebe recimo spličanima, ali ovdje vidimo da mi putujemo u raznim životima kroz različite planete i univerzume.
It opens our perspective to totally new dimensions.
To otvara našu perspektivu sasvim novim dimenzijama.
It also brings a question into our life.
To također dovodi pitanje u naš život.
What are we doing at the present moment for our spiritual development?
Što radimo u sadašnjem trenutku za naš duhovni razvitak?
Jan, how active are you in your spiritual life at the moment?
Jan, koliko si aktivan trenutno u svom duhovnom životu?
This is a question which comes when we hear that we are not really people from Split, that we are eternal souls.
To je pitanje koje se pojavi kada vidimo da zapravo nismo ljudi iz Splita, već da smo uistinu duhovne duše koje su vječne.
Ricardo, how active are you at the moment in your spiritual journey?
Ricardo, koliko si aktivan trenutno u svoj duhovnom, na svom duhovnom putovanju?
See, you must know that according to the Vedic perspective, each one of us belongs to an energy of God, which is called Tathastha Shakti, or the energy which lies at the border.
Možemo biti svjesni da svatko od nas pripada energiji Tathastha Shakti, ili energiji koja je, se nalazi na granici.
To be situated at the border means there are two options for us. Either we are on this side or on that side.
Biti na granici znači da imamo dva izbora. Biti na jednoj strani ili na drugoj strani.
The scriptures give an example for the borderline situation of the living entity. It's that fine line which is between the land and the water.
Spisi daju objašnjenje te granice. To je fina linija između zemlje i vode.
As you know, this line changes its position.
I kao što znate, ta linija mijenja svoj položaj.
Sometimes when the waves are high, the line is pushed towards the land.
Ponekad kad su valovi veliki, onda je više prema zemlji ta linija.
And when the waves are not so high, then that line between where it's land and where it's water is more in the direction of the ocean.
A kada nisu tako veliki valovi, onda je ta ista granica više na strani oceana.
Today, Jan and Boris are attending this lecture, and I want to ask you, do you remember the time when you were a little smaller as children, you liked to run on the beach?
Danas Jan i Boris prisustvuju lekciji, pa bih htio pitati, sjećate se kad ste bili mala djeca i onda ste voljeli trčati po plaži?
We all like this. Men and women, when they are small boys and girls, they like to run and escape the waves and then run back again.
Svi to vole, mali dječki i djevojčice, trčati točno uz obalu i onda bježati i izbjegavati valove.
Yes, you need a beach for this which has fine sand.
Zato vam treba plaža koja ima jako fini pijesak.
Do we have this here in Split? We have. Do you remember Krishna Jivani? Did you also do this? We all do this. Yes.
Svi smo to radili.
Yeah, when the wave comes, ooh, we are going a little further to the land, and when the waves go down, we go as close as possible to the ocean without getting wet. Huh? Yeah.
Kad valovi jednostavno dolaze, onda bježimo što dalje, a kad se povlače nazad, onda idemo što bliže oceanu, ali da se ne smočimo.
You also did this with Jan and Boris? Yes, naturally, why not? It's important to do this when we are child.
To je prirodno da to radimo kad smo malo dijete.
Yeah. So this line between the land and the water, that's Tathastha.
Ova linija između vode i zemlje naziva se Tathastha.
And that describes our existential position the best.
I ta najbolje objašnjava naš egzistencijalni položaj.
What it means is sometimes we are overwhelmed by the material energy, which is like water in our example.
Što znači da ponekad bivamo nadvladani materijalnom energijom, što je recimo voda u našem primjeru.
But at other times we can also be under the influence of the spiritual energy. We are free from the water.
Ali
of Maya.
U drugim trenucima ili vremenima možemo biti slobodni od Maje, slobodni od utjecaja materijalne energije.
And it entirely depends upon us which choice we make.
I potpuno ovisi o nama koji ćemo izbor učiniti.
In the scriptures the living entity is also compared with another picture that is the picture of a fish who swims in the river.
U spisima također data još jedan opis živih bića kao riba koja pliva u rijeci.
Whether the fish swims to the left bank of the river or to the right bank of the river is entirely up to him.
Da li će riba plivati lijevom ili desnom stranom rijeke potpuno ovisi o njoj.
We have the choice.
Imamo izbor.
Today we have the choice.
Danas imamo izbor.
Tomorrow we have the choice.
Sutra imamo izbor.
Yesterday we had our choice.
Jučer smo imali izbor.
How will you use your choice today?
Kako ćete upotrijebiti vaš izbor danas?
Will you go to the spiritual side or will you go to the material side?
Hoćete li ići u duhovnu stranu ili u materijalnu stranu?
It's a question which everyone has to answer in his heart.
To je pitanje koje svatko mora odgovoriti u svom srcu.
Lila Purushottama, what is your decision for today?
Koja je tvoja odluka za danas?
Sylvia, what do you want to do today?
Sylvia, što želiš danas
učiniti? This is an existential question.
To je egzistencijalno pitanje.
I think we all would like to be in the spiritual realm.
Mislim da smo mi svi voljeli biti u duhovnom carstvu.
But we don't always have the strength which brings us there.
Ali nemamo uvijek snagu koja će nas odvesti tamo.
I've often met devotees who told me, Maharaj, I know what I should do. It's very clear to me. Medyutam. Material attachment is also there.
Vrlo često bhakti priče kažu, Maharaj, znam što trebam učiniti. Savršeno mi je jasno. A međutim, tu su materialne vezanosti.
It's also there.
To je također tu.
We cannot ignore the fact.
Ne možemo ignorirati tu činjenicu.
So today I will speak on this subject. How we can learn to use our spiritual strengths for our benefit.
I danas ćemo govoriti o toj temi. Kako iskoristiti naše duhovne snage za našu vlastitu dobrobit.
Yes. This lecture is dedicated to each one of you personally, with love from my heart for you.
Ova lekcija je posvećena svakom od vas individualno, iz ljubavi mog srca za svakog od vas.
Yes, for you. For you. One of the greatest obstacles in spiritual life is what we could call spiritual inertia.
Jedna od najvećih prepreka u duhovnom životu je ono što zovemo duhovna inercija.
Inertia is a term which comes from the world of physics. It's all right, I know exactly what I want.
Inercija je riječ, termin koji dolazi iz svijeta fizike.
Let me explain it in physical terms, therefore.
Objasnit ću stoga u tim terminima.
Please see this thermos.
Molim vas, vidite ovu termos bocu.
Sir Isaac Newton would describe the thermos now as being in a state of inertia.
Newton bi sada opisao ovu bocu da je u položaju, u stanju inercije.
It doesn't move.
Ne miže se.
Now in order to make it move, a certain strength would have to be applied to it.
I da bi je pomakli, potrebna je određena snaga.
And the moment the strength is applied to the thermos to make it move, we would find an all of a sudden another physical force at work, which is called resistance.
I u trenutku kad bi htjeli primijeniti tu snagu, odmah se pojavlja još jedna energija, a zove se otpor.
Please watch.
Molim vas, promotrite.
Sometimes when I did this example, the thermos started to fly out of the window.
Ponekad s ovim primjerom bi mi termosica počela odletati kroz prozor.
I hope it doesn't do this today.
Nadam se da to neće učiniti danas.
Look very carefully.
Gledajte pažljivo što će se desiti.
I'm now in my right arm applying some force to the thermos.
Sada u mojoj desnoj ruci primjenjujem silu na termos.
At this moment it does not yet move.
U ovom trenutku još se ne miče.
It offers resistance to my attempt to push it forward.
Nudi otpor mom pokušaju da je gurnem.
I'm increasing the strength.
A ja povećavam snagu.
I'm thinking of Dario, the wrestler.
Mislim na Darija, hrvača.
As I think of Dario, more strength comes into my arm.
I kako mislim na Darija, sve više snage dolazi u moju ruku.
But the resistance is very strong.
Ali otpor je vrlo, vrlo jak.
It's a struggle, really.
Zvarno je borba.
Good, now it moves.
Dobro, sad se malo pomakla. Po konačno.
My dear devotees, inertia also describes the conditioned soul in this material world. Spiritual inertia.
Moje dragi, bhakte, inercija također objašnjava položaj živih bića u ovom svijetu, duhovna inercija.
Spiritually spoken, we are not moving.
Duhovno govoreći, mi se ne mičemo.
You might ask the question, wait a minute, I see everyone running around from morning till evening. But yes, but that's material activity, not spiritual activity. The soul is sleeping even though someone runs around.
A možete reći, čekaj malo, pa trčimo cijeli dan, gore dole. Kaže, da, ali to su materijalne aktivnosti, duša ne radi tu ništa.
The soul is described to be inactive.
Duša je opisana kao neaktivna.
While the dream of material activities go on.
Dok san materijalnih aktivnosti se nastavlja.
So the moment we wish to move spiritually.
I trenutak kad se želimo pomaknuti duhovno.
What do you think will happen?
Što misliš, što će se onda desiti?
Resistance.
Otpor.
We don't want to move.
Ne želimo se maknuti.
We feel incapable to move.
Osjećamo se nesposobnim da se maknemo.
I experience this very often when I talk to devotees and I say your life does not move at the present moment.
I to vrlo često doživljavam s bhaktama kad im kažem tvoj život se u ovom trenutku uopće ne miče.
Spiritually you have arrived at a standstill.
Duhovnosti stigli ste na jednu
You need to move onwards.
Morate sad nastaviti naprijed.
And the first response is resistance. No, I'm very happy where I am.
I prvi odgovor je otpor. Ne, vrlo sam sretan ovdje gdje sam.
This is typical for the conditioned soul.
To je tipično za uslovljenu dušu.
Resistance which is offered when there is a spiritual impetus trying to move us ahead in our journey.
Otpor koji se pojavljuje kada želimo se naprijed maknuti u našem duhovnom putovanju.
It is our great problem.
To je naš veliki problem.
Therefore, we submit to higher guidance where we say, please, you move me.
Stoga mi se podredimo višem vodstvu i zamolimo, molim te, ti me pokreni.
I have too much resistance in my bones.
Ja imam previše otpora u mojim kostima.
Who of you does yoga, if I may ask? Hatha yoga.
Ko od vas radi hatha yoga, ko mogu pitati?
Mm-hmm. On a regular basis?
Ko radi redovno?
Yeah. Do you know, sometimes when you want to start your hatha yoga practice, something in you does not want to do it?
Znate li da kad želite početi vašu redovnu hatha yoga vježbu, nešto u vama to ne želi da počne.
Jan, I think you know this because for acrobatics you do sometimes exercises.
Jan, mislim da ti to znaš jer ponekad za svoju akrobatiku vršiš vježbe.
And it's magical. Something in us seems to want to stop us.
To je čudnovato. Nešto u nama želi da nas zaustavi.
We find excuses.
I od tada nalazimo izvinjenje.
Let's eat some sweets. That's more pleasurable. Yes.
Ajde, jedemo neke kolače, to je malo više ugodno.
I have no time.
Nemam vremena.
Or just the body. I'm really too stiff today.
Ili jednostavno mislim, danas sam jednostavno previše teško se osjećam.
In yoga we know what this energy is. It's called the tama energy, which is all over the body.
U jogi znamo, to se energija zove tama energija, koja je po čitavom tijelu.
It offers resistance.
Nudi otpor.
Jan, you know this. Yeah. You just can't bring yourself to do your exercise, and you know it's good. You know you need to do it, but something is holding you.
Jedno znate da trebate učiniti tu vježbu i da je to dobro za vas, ali iako to znate, nešto vas jednostavno drži.
Now this energy is much more stronger when you want to start your Krishna consciousness or increase your Krishna consciousness. It's really when you do yoga, Maya thinks, oh, she doesn't really apply force. But when you are really trying to escape Krishna the material energy, or escape, you know, your previous world, Maya really puts a lot of resistance, a lot of tama energy into you.
To Maja to ne shvaća tako ozbiljno kad se bavimo hatha jogom, ali kad želimo se baviti bhakti jogom i duhovnim životom, onda Maja onda stava mnogo,
reci,
mnogo.
Reci, yes, reci.
Maja onda stvori veliki, veliki otpor kad želimo ili početi našu svjesnost Krišne ili kad želimo povećati našu svjesnost Krišne.
To je to. Krišna. Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this.
Prahlad Maharaj govori o tome.
He speaks of that people never progress in spiritual life because of their uncontrolled senses and mind, which just offer resistance.
On kaže da ljudi jednostavno nikada ne napreduju u duhovnom životu zbog neovladanih čula i uma koji uvijek nude otpor.
And in this way they repeatedly chew what has already been chewed.
I na ovaj način oni ponovo žvaču ono što je već bilo prožvakano.
We don't want to be seen when we chew the chewed. It's so embarrassing, really.
To je toliko postiđujuće da ne želimo biti niti viđeni kad žvačimo prožvakano.
Yes, but we still continue to chew the chewed.
Ali još uvijek nastavljamo to raditi.
Krishna. So, sometimes people want to control their mind and senses. That means they want to give up their old material attachments.
Ponekad ljudi žele vladati svojim umom i čulima i žele napustiti materijalne vezanosti.
But it seems our attachments don't want to give us up.
Ali čini se da naše vezanosti nas ne žele napustiti.
They seem to stick to us like old chewing gum which sticks under the table of the school.
Izgleda da se lijepe za nas kao žvakača guma koju se ispod školskog stola lijepi.
To give up material attachment means work.
Napustiti materijalne vezanosti znači rad.
And someone who is willing or unable to do that work is described in spiritual terminology as being a lazy man.
I onaj tko nije voljan uraditi taj rad, u duhovnoj terminologiji naziva se ljenjivce.
Or as someone who is inert.
Ili nekog tko je inertan.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur raises a very important question in this discussion.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur potiče, postavlja veoma važno pitanje u ovom raspravi.
He says the absence of the desire to do this important work is inertia.
Kaže, odsustvo želje da radimo taj važan posao naziva se inercija.
And this inertia is the exact opposite to the nature of the spirit.
A ta inercija je upravo suprotna prirodi duha.
If someone allows this inertia to remain in his body or in his heart.
Ako netko dopusti toj inerciji da ostane u njegovom tijelu ili u njegovom srcu.
In other words, if he does not want to move.
Drugim riječima, ako se ne želi maknuti.
If he doesn't want to apply the work which is necessary or the energy which is necessary to move forward in spiritual life.
Ako ne želi primijeniti tu energiju koja je neophodna da bi se pomaknuo naprijed u svom duhovnom životu.
Then how can he perform devotional service?
Kako onda može vršiti predano služenje?
It's not possible to be spiritually active if you allow this inertia, which is the opposite of the nature of the soul, to remain in your heart.
Nije moguće biti duhovno aktivan ako dopuštamo ovoj inerciji da ostaje u našem srcu.
You remember if that material attachment or material or let us say spiritual inertia remains with you. You can do many, many things, but you don't move on. It's like rowing a boat which is still tied to the anchor.
Čak ako želite vršiti, možete raditi razne napore u duhovnom životu, ali ako je ta inercija tu sa vama, to je poput, osjećate se kao da veslate čamac koji je vezan za obalu.
You know, you do so many things, but because the attachment is still there.
Radi toliko mnogo stvari, ali vezanost je još uvijek tu.
You have the feeling I am not moving forward in my life.
I uprkos naporu mislim ne mičem se u svom životu.
I'm not feeling ljubav in my heart.
Ne osjećam ljubav u srcu.
I have no duhovne ukus.
Nemam duhovni ukus.
Yes, it's not there with me.
Nije tu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because you have not been willing to do that work to move forward and overcome this resistance which keeps you at your place.
Jer niste željni učiniti taj napor koji će pokrenuti tu, nadladati tu, taj otpor da ostanete na mjestu.
Now I will ask you an important question.
Sad ću vas pitati važno pitanje.
What do you think will help to move a person forward and overcome the resistance?
Sad ću pitati, što mislite, što je to što će učiniti osobu da nadlada taj napor, taj otpor zapravo, da se makne naprijed?
This is a question to you.
To je pitanje.
Dvijte na jakapu.
Društvo osobe koja je entuzijastična.
How will this move you forward?
Kako ćete ovo pomaknuti naprijed?
You become inspired.
Postaješ inspiriran, nadahnut.
Are there other answers to this important question? Thank you very much.
Hvala. Ima li još odgovora na ovo važno pitanje?
Vjerujemo Krishna. Dobro, ja razumijem, yes. Yes. By chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Very good answer. Thank you very much, Gospoda. Strach, the fear.
Fear of rebirth.
Fear of rebirth. Steadiness in sadhana.
Postanost u sadhani, duhovnoj praksi.
Sorry? By attraction to Krishna.
Privlačnošću prema Krishni.
Yes, toshan.
There must be a strong desire.
There must be strong desire. How true. Ivana. A person whom we believe.
Ako nam osoba koju vjerujemo, kao što je naš duhovni učitelj, kaže treba što uraditi, onda ćemo ga poslušati.
Very often on Ivana's answer, it's also when a person whom we believe has faith in us, believes in us, that we can do it.
I vrlo često je kad osoba kojoj se obratimo ima također vjeru u nas da možemo to učiniti.
That empowers us enormously.
To nas enormno opunomoćuje.
You can do it.
Možeš to učiniti.
You can even give a lecture to the audience. To an audience in the temple, I know you can do it.
Možeš čak i dati predavanje publici u hramu, znam da to možeš.
And that type of faith which someone invests in us can do wonders in our lives.
I ta vrsta vjere koju neko uloži u nas može učiniti čuda u našem životu.
Yeah. Other questions.
Drugi odgovori. Josipe.
Hearing. By hearing something happens.
Slušanje.
This your brother? Josip, isn't it? Yes.
Kaže, kad smo zgađeni. Kad smo zaista zgađeni.
Enough is enough.
Kad je dosta, stvarno je dosta. Što je previše, previše.
We have this in Croatian language. Enough is enough.
Što je previše, previše. Jel da? It is some
genug is genug, we say in German language. Yes.
Krishna is like, what is too much? It is too much, something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it.
yeah. What is too much? It's too much. Yeah.
Pronalazeći nadahnujuću službu koja vas pokreće.
Yes. Always thinking.
Uvijek misliti kako zadovoljiti Krišnu.
Dobro, I can understand. Hari Voluti, sit with us. Yes.
Luči sjedni s nama.
Very, very nice answers.
Vrlo, vrlo lijepi odgovori.
Let us look for a moment again at my analogy.
Pogledajmo ponovo na moju analogiju.
From the perspective of physics now.
Sad sa perspektive fizike.
So we want to move this.
Želimo pokrenuti ovo.
It is the thermos is in a state of inertia.
A termos je u stanju inercije.
We have to apply strength now to it.
Tromost, da, tako je. Yeah. Yes, tromost, opiranje, pokretanju ili skretanju. Da.
Tromost.
Tromost.
Yes, it's in the state of tromost. No.
U stanju je tromosti.
Now, I have to apply some strength to move it.
I sada želim primijeniti neku snagu da je pomaknem.
And there is resistance.
I postoji otpor.
It even has a German word, which I can't, my English is not my mother tongue. Haftwiderstand. It's like Haftwiderstand is like the resistance of attachment. You know, somehow it is sticking to the floor by some energy.
E postoji njemačka riječ za to, pošto engleski nije moj majčinski jezik, ne znam kako bi to pravno rekao, ali nešto što je jednostavno kao da je zalijepljena za pod i ne želi se maknuti.
Yeah. Now I'm increasing the pressure.
Sada povećavam pritisak.
Oops, it all of a sudden moves.
Iznenada ona se pomaknula.
You feel very enthusiastic if you move it.
Osjećate se veoma entuzijastično ako je pokrenete.
If it starts moving, yeah.
Ako se počne kretati.
But that's not something which can be defined in physics. Physics doesn't have it's outside of the realm of physics.
Ali ta sreća koju osjećamo je izvan dosega fizike.
Now it's this. Now I want to ask you, there is a certain strength necessary to push it. What is the strength which is necessary to push you?
Znači potrebna je snaga da bi pomakli. Koja je sad snaga potrebna da bi gurnula nas?
Krishna's milostis. It's really, but how do you feel that energy?
Kako osjećate tu energiju Krishna?
When you are moving forward, what is that energy like?
Kad se krećete naprijed, kako izgleda ta energija?
U redu, it's Krishna's mercy.
U redu, to je Krishna milost.
But we speak now about the energy which is the energy and move.
Ali sada govorimo o energiji koja je u funkciji.
It's utsahan.
To je utsahan.
Ut means out.
Ut znači van.
Out of something.
Izvan nečeg.
Ut. Yeah. So utsahan is enthusiasm which moves us out of this inertia.
Utsaha je entuzijazam koji nas miče van iz te tromosti.
Yeah, tromosti, yes. This enthusiasm is the secret key of your spiritual life.
Ta entuzijazam je tajni ključ napretka u duhovnom životu.
It says just like a body needs a soul to move it.
Kao što tijelo treba dušu da bi se pomaklo.
Your shraddha or your existential faith in something.
Vaša shraddha ili egzistencijalna vjera u nešto.
Needs the soul of enthusiasm so that it moves you somewhere.
Treba dušu entuzijazma tako da vas pomakne nekamo.
It's not enough to have just a belief or a faith in something.
Nije dovoljno imati samo vjeru u nešto.
You need that soul of enthusiasm to enliven your faith.
Treba vam ta duša entuzijazma da oživi vašu vjeru.
Or to enliven your convictions.
Ili da oživi vaša uvjerenja.
Only then you can move ahead.
Samo tada se možete kretati.
Without enthusiasm your Krishna conscious practice is dead.
Bez entuzijazma vaša praksa svjesnosti Krishna je mrtva.
Without enthusiasm your Krishna conscious convictions in practical matters remains dead.
Bez entuzijazma vaša uvjerenja u svjesnosti Krišne ostaju mrtva.
Hare Krishna. That we see this when we meet an enthusiastic devotee. Wow, we feel this is right, you know, this is very good. He will go on and on and on. Wonderful.
Vidimo kad sretnemo entuzijastičnog baktu, onda vidimo, o, odlično, onda on će nastaviti.
Yes, when we would see Prabhupada, we can't believe how enthusiastic he was.
Kad vidjeli Prabhupada, ne bi mogli vjerovati kako on entuzijastičan.
He would not be able to sleep from all his enthusiasm.
On od svog entuzijazma ne bio sposoban da spava.
2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, not more.
2 sata, 3 sata, 4, nikad više.
I want to preach.
Želim propovijedati.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his spiritual master, developed at one stage some throat disease.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, učitelj od Prabhupada, u jednom trenutku je poverio da imao neku bolest grla.
And the doctor said, if you don't stop speaking, you will be in great problem.
I doktori su mu rekli, liječnici, ako ne prestaneš govoriti, imat ćeš veliki problem.
At least for 1 month you must stop speaking, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Barem jedan mjesec trebaš ne govoriti, Bhakti Siddhanta.
It happens sometimes with the throat when you speak.
Ponekad se to desi sa grlom kad puno govorite.
Yeah. Was not possible.
Nije bilo moguće prestati govoriti za Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
Then I can die, said Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
Onda mogu,
you are killing me.
Onda mogu i umrijeti. Ubijate me.
So enthusiastic.
Tako je bio entuzijastičan.
Let us now look at enthusiasm. What is it? I feel this is so important to understand because so often it is misunderstood.
Ajde sad da vidimo što je taj entuzijazam. To je tako važno shvatiti jer obično vrlo krivo to shvatimo.
We will now go and listen to some definitions which I have gotten this out of our scriptures.
Sada ćemo poslušati neke definicije koje sam izvadio iz naših spisa.
First of all, enthusiasm is the opposite of inactivity or trombos. Trombos?
Trombos.
Yes, inertia. Yeah.
Prije svega, entuzijazam je ono što je suprotno neaktivnosti ili tromosti.
It's a very easy definition. Okay, we know it's an opposite. We know what it's not.
Znači, znamo što nije, suprotno je.
I will give another definition what it is not.
Sad ću dati drugu definiciju što još nije.
It's not passion.
Nije strast.
Or the mode of passion.
Ili odlika guna strasti.
The devotees here in our movement know very well what is the mode of passion.
Bhakti u našem pokretu znaju vrlo dobro što je guna strasti.
What is it then?
Šta je onda, ako nije ovo?
Prabhupada once said, enthusiasm is a spiritual effort combined with intelligence.
Šta Prabhupada objašnjava da je entuzijazam duhovni napor u kombinaciji s inteligencijom.
This intelligence is not, I must explain this term, buddhi is not material intelligence, but it is spiritual intelligence which always tells you what is right.
Ta budi nije zapravo materijalna inteligencija, već duhovna inteligencija koja vam uvijek govori što je ispravno.
It's something like intuition.
Nešto poput intuicije.
So effort mixed with or combined with spiritual intelligence.
Znači napor kombiniran sa duhovnom inteligencijom.
Mode of passion is just you become you eat a few chilies and then you are on your way and walk over corpses to reach your end.
Guna strasti znači pojedete 2 chilija i onda trčite preko leševa.
Yes, leševa, yes. Correct.
Da biste ostvarili svoj cilj.
It is said, without enthusiasm we neglect our worship.
Bez entuzijazma mi zapravo zanemarujemo naše obožavanje.
Gaurahari does every day deity worship very nicely.
Gaurahari svaki dan vrši lijepo obožavanje božanstva.
But you will see, if there is no spiritual enthusiasm, you will feel less inclined to do it. You will find it's like a, you know, maybe like a duty or a ritual even.
Ali kad vam nedostaje entuzijazam, onda će vam biti vrlo teško to održati. Mislite to da je to neka dužnost ili neki ritual?
Pujaris know this, Marayanti, isn't it? This sometimes it comes. Yes.
Pujari znaju ovo, ponekad to dođe.
I know we have a very nice pujari from Split in Goloka Dham, Manjulali.
Imamo jako lijepog pujari iz Splita u Goloka Dhami, Manjulali.
You can't believe how enthusiastic Manjulali is for deity worship. It's amazing.
Ne možete vjerovati koliko je Manjulali entuzijastična za obožavanje božanstva, to je zapanjujuće.
Once I walked with 70 people through the forest, you know, from London, as Pandavasena, and Manjulali was also invited, and she was always running around in the forest and, you know, getting things for her altar decoration from the forest. She only has her altar in her head.
Jedno smo išli sa 100 ljudi šetati po šumi i ona je stalno gledala kako će sakupiti neke granje ili drvca za
nice moss,
mahovinu,
yes, some nice twigs,
ili neke male grančice, lišće.
We almost had to give all the 70 people things from the forest for Manjulali's altar decoration.
Trebali smo se oko 70 ljudi angažirati da misli na okrašavanje oltara Manjulali.
Yes, so enthusiastic.
Koliko bila entuzijastična.
You need that to do your worship. I mean, maybe not everyone has the capacity of Manjulali, but
to trebate da biste mogli obožavati. Naravno, možda nema svako kapacitet Manjulali.
Another sentence. When enthusiasm is generated, laziness and inertia cannot remain.
Još jedna definicija, kad je entuzijazam u pogonu ili kad je on prisutan, onda tromost ili neaktivnost ne može opstati.
Yeah. Enthusiasm, another definition, is the nature of the soul. It's, in other words, natural for the soul to be enthusiastic, and it's unnatural for the soul to be unenthusiastic.
Drugim rečima, ona je, priroda je duše da je entuzijastična, a neprirodno je za dušu da nije entuzijastična.
Yes. Now the enthusiasm, now it gets really intense.
Sad će biti vrlo intenzivno.
Enthusiasm is based on the most powerful energy which the living entity has.
Entuzijazam je, se temelji na toj najmoćnijoj energiji koju živo biće ima.
That is the desire.
A to je želja.
Desires push us around in this world.
Želje nas guraju okolo po ovom svijetu.
So this energy has to go into enthusiasm. Ja volim!
Toliko energije mora ići u entuzijazam. Ja volim.
Enthusiasm, in other words, is not something which is forced. It comes from your own free desire.
Entuzijazam, znači, nije nešto što je usilno. Ono dolazi iz naše vlastite želje.
These are the qualities of the soul which you have now heard.
To su odlike duše koje ste sada čuli.
This is you, Jelko.
To ste vi.
This is you, Jan.
To si ti, Jan.
And Boris.
Boris.
You are by nature full of boundless enthusiasm.
Po prirodi ste puni neograničenog entuzijazma.
When you feel this feeling of enthusiasm in your heart, you feel very spiritual.
Kad osjećate, imate ovaj osjećaj entuzijazma u srcu, onda se osjećate veoma duhovni.
You feel very good, actually.
Osjećate se veoma dobro, zapravo.
You feel very natural.
Vrlo prirodno.
And very strong.
I vrlo snažno.
Okay, now we come to another a related subject which is also very, very wonderful.
Sad dolazimo do teme koja je u vezi s ovim i koja je također veoma.
We will ask now a question again.
Ponovo ćemo pitati sad pitanje.
Yes, very good. Very nice lecture, but please give us something which is practical. How can we become enthusiastic?
Jako dobra lekcija, ali daj nam nešto praktično. Kako možemo mi postati entuzijastični?
Don't just dangle a carrot before us, please.
Ne samo da nam mrkvu pred nos njišeš.
Which we can never reach.
Nikad nećemo dostići.
You know, like maybe in Dalmatia we do this with the osna, with the magarac.
To je Dalmacija isto s magarcima se radi, mrkva pred nos.
I have actually never seen it done. Have you ever seen it? No. But we always hear about it, isn't it?
Nismo to vidjeli nikad, ali... Ali uvijek čujemo o tome često.
Have you ever seen Jelko? No, I also have not seen. But we always speak about it, you know, that there's a stick on the neck of the magarac, and then there's a carrot, and he goes... And he never reaches it, yeah.
Postoji ta štap in koji visi karota, mrkva, i magarac nikad i ne dostigne, ali stalo hoda.
So in this lecture, I do not want to just dangle the karota before you.
U ovom predavanju ne želim jednostavno samo da karota visi pred očima.
Krishna. I want to give you now a very practical way to become enthusiastic.
Sada vam želim dati vrlo praktičan način kako da ćete postati entuzijastični.
Please pray for Krishna, to Krishna that he helps you.
Molim vas, molite Krishnu da vam pomogne.
This is a divine thing, enthusiasm.
To je božanska stvar, entuzijazam.
It's a gift which has to come from above.
To je poklon, dar koji mora doći od ozgo.
It cannot be generated with our own things.
Ne može se stvoriti našim vlastitim naporom.
Like, has to be gifted to us.
Mora nam biti podaren.
The English word enthusiasm it explains this very nice if you look at it and analyze it.
Ako analizirate englesku riječ entuzijazam, ona to lijepo objašnjava.
How do we say in Croatian, please?
Entuzijazam.
And we say in Croatian. Oh, same. Yeah. It means, it comes from the Latin word or from the Greek word.
I dolazi iz latinske ili grčke riječi.
In teos.
En teos.
In. I.
In.
Yeah, in teos.
In teos.
Means in Bog, in God.
To znači u Bogu.
U Bog, yes, u Bog. When you are u Bog, then you are enthusiastic.
Yeah. Kada ste u Bogu, onda ste entuzijastični.
Yes.
In teos.
Someone who is not in God doesn't have this enthusiasm. He may have something which looks like enthusiasm, which looks like this energy, but it is it can only be passion which keeps him in the material world.
Kada niste u Bogu, onda taj može izgledati kao entuzijazam, ali zapravo je to nešto što vas drži vezane i zapletene u materijalni svijet.
The two look very similar.
Izgledaju veoma slično,
but they are different.
Ali su različiti.
Yes. So Krishna can sometimes Krishna gives you this divine gift.
Krishna ponekad da taj božanski dar.
If he sees that you try to satisfy the devotees.
Ako vidi da pokušavate zadovoljiti bhakte.
This is how you can conquer the Lord's heart.
Tako možete osvojiti srce gospodina.
Satisfy devotees.
Zadovoljite bhakte.
Krishna will think, well, he's a nice person. He takes care of my children, so to say.
I Krishna će misliti, o, krasna osoba, on se brine o mojoj djeci, tako reći.
Yes, we have a very, very nice devotee amongst us who always gives great donations to our temple in Split.
Imamo jako finog baktu ovdje, koji daje uvijek velikodušne donacije u Splitu.
Yes, this is our Bhakta Zoran.
To je naš Bhakta Zoran.
Yes. And Krishna likes this if we help the devotees.
Krishna jako voli to ako pomažemo bhaktama.
Krishna is very pleased by this.
Krishna je s tim jako zadovoljan.
He feels, oh, yes. He notices someone who helps the devotees.
Krishna uistinu primjećuje nekog ko pomaže bhaktama.
Yes, and if we want, he gives us enthusiasm. We pray for it. He gives us this enthusiasm which we require so that we can overcome our inertia and resistance also.
I ako molimo za to, on će nam dati entuzijazam koji je neophodan da bismo taj otpor nadvladali i da bismo odstranili tromost.
Krishna arranges, in other words, that we are vacant, that we are awakened.
Krishna aranžira, drugim riječima, da budemo probuđeni.
But the moment we do offenses against devotees.
Ali u trenutku kad napravimo uvrede baktama.
First of all, we lose all our enthusiasm for service.
Prije svega tada izgubimo entuzijazam za službu.
And second of all, we don't get it back.
A drugo, ne vrati nam se.
It just doesn't come.
Ne dolazi.
We remain, our resistance remains there.
Naš otpor ostaje.
Yes, and when we have this resistance, yeah, it's very difficult to move in spiritual life.
I kad imamo to opiranje, tada je vrlo teško zapravo se pokretati u duhovnom životu.
So it's very important to serve the devotees, and then you will be gifted with this gift of enthusiasm. You will see. Please try. See for yourself.
To je vrlo važno služiti bakte, jer tada ćete biti obdareni s tim velikim darom, entuzijazmom. Probajte to sami, vidjet ćete za sebe.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a very, very interesting lila of Lord Krishna.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu postoji veoma, veoma zanimljiva zabava gospodina Krishna.
It is describing how Krishna appeared to a great warrior.
Opisano je kako se Krishna pojavio velikom ratniku.
This was such a ratniku.
Bio veliki, veliki ratnik.
Ratnik, yes. His name was Muchukunda.
On je bio, zvao se Muchukunda.
He was fighting in the upper planetary systems.
Borio se na višim planetarnim sustavima.
You know, like Star Wars. He was really very powerful.
Bio zaista.
He was a Jedi.
Vrlo moćan.
Jedi.
Bio je kao Jedi.
I also only have heard. He was extremely powerful.
Bio ekstremno moćan.
The devatas wanted him to lead their army against the demons.
I devate su htjeli polubogovi da vodi on armiju njihovu protiv demona.
Krishna. Yes. Then at the end of his long fight, they asked him, "Are we so satisfied? Asked us for any boon."
I na kraju borbe rekli smo, tako smo zadovoljni, pita nas bilo koji blagoslov.
Maybe you want a rajski planeta?
Želiš li rajske planete?
No problem, we will give. We are so satisfied.
Da ćemo ti, tako smo zadovoljni s tobom, nema problema.
You have been the cause of that our battles were won.
Ti si uzrok zbog čega je naša bitka dobivena.
Muchukunda said, "I'm so tired from all this fighting. I just want to sleep."
Muchukunda je rekao, toliko sam izmoren od ove borbe. Želim samo spavati.
Do you know the situation in your life where you are not interested in anything? You just want, where is the bed?
To je situacija u životu kad ne želite ništa. Ne pitate samo gdje je krevet.
The only problem is, will you fall asleep before you lie in the bed, on the way to the bed, or can you somehow maintain yourself until you are in the bed?
Jedini problem je da li ćete zaspati prije nego što dođete do kreveta ili kad se uspete smjestiti.
So tired.
Tako moramo biti.
We have this sometimes.
Ponekad nam se to zbiva.
I have this situation very often that, oh Krishna.
Meni se to često zbiva.
Once one person found me before the sleeping room on the corridor resting very peacefully.
Jednom je jedna osoba pronašla kako u hodniku pred spavaćom sobom vrlo mirno lijepo odmaram.
After a long journey I'd finally arrived in the house, but I couldn't make it to the sleeping room and in the bed.
Nakon dugog putovanja sam došao u kuću, ali nisam mogao doći do spavaće sobe.
I was just lying down before the door and was all right.
Ležao sam jednostavno pred vratima i bilo mi je dobro.
Too tired.
Bio sam preumoran.
Move 1 centimeter.
Da se pomaknem čak i centimetar.
So this was the situation of Muchukunda.
To je bila situacija sa Muchukundom.
I just want to sleep, that's all.
Želim samo spavati, to je sve.
And further.
A dalje,
if some fool comes and wakes me up.
Ako me bilo kao budala dođe i probudi,
I want that if I look at him with eyes of anger, that he burns into a pile of ashes. This is my desire.
Ako me bilo ko probudi, samo pogledam svojim gnjevnim pogledom, neka bude spaljen u pepeo. To je moja želja.
He was a warrior. He was a little intense.
Bio je ratnik, stoga je bio malo intenzivan.
And that's not a nice desire. You know.
To nije baš neka lijepa želja.
But what could he do? It just tells you how tired he must have been.
Ali što je mogao? To govori o tome možda koliko je uistinu bio umoran.
And how much he wanted to sleep.
I koliko je htio da spava.
But see, this warrior in his heart of heart was a great devotee.
Pa vidite, taj ratnik u dubini svog srca bio je veliki bhakta.
He belonged to a dynasty, the Ikshvaku dynasty, where the Lord had appeared to members of this dynasty, and he had personally enlightened them, like the sun god, for instance.
Pripadao dinastiji Ikshvakua kralja, u kojoj se dinastiji osobno pojavio gospodin da bi prosvjetlio kraljeve te dinastije.
So the Lord saw this poor man was just sleeping.
Gospodin je vidio da taj jadnik spavao.
And he wanted to awaken him.
I htio ga je probuditi.
And therefore, by his arrangement, he arranged that one great nitkove.
Htio je napraviti neki aranžman, iz toga je angažirao jednog velikog nitkova.
Oh, this man was so bad.
Ovaj čovjek je bio veoma loš.
The Lord somehow brought him there.
Ali gospodin ga je na neki način doveo tamo.
This Nitkov wanted to, his name was Kalayavana. He wanted to actually hurt the Lord.
Taj Nitkov koji zvao se Kalayavana, on je zapravo htio ozlijediti gospodina.
So Krishna just went ahead of him and Kalayavana was running after him.
Krishna jednostavno išao ispred njega, a Kalayavana je trčao za njim.
And Kalayavana then Krishna brought him into the cave where Muchukunda was sleeping.
I tada ga Krishna doveo u pećinu u kojoj je spavao Muchukunda.
And he put his yellow chada, his pitambara, over Muchukunda.
I svoj žuti čadar je stavio preko Muchukunda koji spavao.
So that when this rascal entered the cave, which was very dark, he could only see the yellow chada.
I kada taj nitko ušao u pećinu koja je bila veoma mračna, uspio vidjeti taj svjetlucavi žuti čadar.
So he thought, well, this is Krishna who takes a rest after all this running.
Ne misle, ovo je Krishna koji se odmara nakon ovog bijega.
And he took his foot and just kicked him so hard.
I onda ga je jednostavno snažno udario s nogom.
Come on!
Hajde!
Let's fight!
Borimo se!
So then, Muchukunda woke up.
Muchukunda se probudio.
Who has kicked me? You don't do this to a powerful warrior.
On ne možete učiniti moćnom ratniku.
You have to be very careful not to kick a powerful warrior. Isn't it, Dario?
Morate biti vrlo pažljivi da ne udarite tako.
This means absolute trouble when you kick a warrior.
To znači apsolutni problem.
He woke up. Who has done this?
Tko je ovo učinio?
And he saw Kalayavana, who was shocked. This was not Krishna who he had woken.
I vidio Kalayavanu koji je bio šokiran, ovo nije Krishna.
This was, who was it?
Tko je ovo?
Muchukunda, who, and he looked at Kalayavana.
Muchukunda je gledao i onda je u trenutku gledao Kalayavanu.
Kalayavana se... And Muchukunda just went like...
Muchukunda jednostavno je...
And he became a pile of ash.
Očio iz taj gnjev u obliku vatre izletio i pretvorio je Kalayavanu u pepeo.
Krishna's arrangement. So Krishna makes the arrangement that we are sometimes woken up.
Krishna napravi aranžman da se ponekad probudimo.
He senses a situation where we are solidly kicked.
On aranžira situaciju u kojoj budemo solidno udareni.
I believe many of you have been kicked up, kicked awake by Krishna's arrangement.
Da su mnogi od vas bili tako udarani Krishnim aranžmanima.
Pogurani. Maybe some very small push.
Možda neki veoma mali.
It may be that little voice inside.
Možda taj mali glas iznutra.
Who says, Jan, are you living properly?
Koji kaže, Jan, da li živiš ispravno?
Boris, how is your Krishna conscious?
Boris, kako je tvoja svjesnost Krishne?
It may be a little stronger.
Možda je malo jači.
You feel very dissatisfied with your life.
Osjećate se vrlo nezadovoljni svojim životom.
I am so long in Krishna consciousness, but where is my advancement, please?
Toliko sam dugo u svjesnosti Krishne, ali molim, gdje je moj napredak?
Or you may meet someone, and in the conversation you might be wakened up.
Ili možete sresti nekoga i jednostavno u tom razgovoru vi možete biti probuđeni.
But if you really want to wake up,
ali ako se uistinu želite probuditi,
then you do one thing.
Tada uradite jednu stvar.
Make a sacred pilgrimage.
Odite na sveto hodočašće.
Go to Mayapur or Vrindavan.
Idite u Mayapur ili u Vrindavan.
Bring yourself into the sacred rivers there.
Odvedite sebe tamo u svete rijeke.
And listen about Krishna.
I slušajte o Krishni.
Slušaj more and more.
Više, još više i više.
Then your heart will become full.
Vaše srce će tada biti puno.
And when your heart becomes full, it will start moving.
A kad vaše srce bude puno, počet će se kretati.
You know, full heart means enthusiasm.
Puno srce znači entuzijazam.
It is said that all water naturally wants to flow to the ocean.
Rečeno je da prirodno sva voda želi tjecati prema oceanu.
It's a desire which is there in the water.
To je želja koja je tu u vodi.
It's a poetic way.
Poetski način da to izrazi.
Just like all human bodies like sex life.
Kao sva ljudska tijela vole seksualni život.
The water wants to unify with the husband, the ocean.
Tako se voda i rijeke žele sjediniti sa mužem oceanom.
It's a natural desire of the water.
Prirodna želja
which is
vode.
Female,
koja je žensko.
And the ocean is masculine.
A ocean je muško.
Yes. So, but sometimes when it gets dry, the water in ponds stays.
Ali ponekad se voda u kad presuši rijeka, onda postoji voda u bari.
And it does not move.
Ne miče se.
The only thing which moves is the stinky worms.
Sve što se miče su ti mali smrdljivi crvići.
Which were in these ponds.
Punoglavci koji se nalaze u toj bari.
Hare Krishna. We talk very, very honestly this morning.
Ovo jutro govorimo vrlo iskreno i pošteno.
So a devotee who does not want to move towards Krishna, he develops these worm-like material desires.
I bhakta koji se ne želi kretati prema Krishni razvija ove crvolike materijalne želje.
They are there in the heart.
Tu su u srcu.
Krishna. But,
ali,
when there's monsoon,
kad postoji monsun,
the ponds will become filled.
Bare će biti prepunjene.
They will flow over.
Zatim će preplaviti.
And they will go into the Ganga.
Otići će u Gangu.
And with the Ganga they will flow to the ocean.
I preko Gange će također ići u ocean.
So if we hear a lot of Krishna kata.
Ako slušamo puno Krishna kata.
Our heart becomes flooded.
Naše srce će biti preplavljeno.
Više. Još. Još vi se. Yes, no. And then, when the heart becomes more filled with Krishna, then it wants to flow to Krishna.
I kad srce tako bude puno Krishna, tada će htjeti da teče Krishni.
Like ponds,
poput tih bara,
which become filled up, they go and stream, and then they go into the Ganga.
Koje kad postanu prepunjene, jednostavno idu malim tijekom u rijeku Gangu.
Gorahari and myself have seen this.
Gorahari i ja smo ovo vidjeli.
When it was raining so much, it was we wouldn't get our cloth dry. It was so humid because it was raining day and day night, and the Ganga became very big because all the water flushed from everywhere. Water flushed into the Ganga.
Iz svih pravaca voda se slijevala u Gangu. Toliko je mnogo kišilo da čak i roba nam se nije mogla sušiti. Bilo je puno vlage, stalno je kišilo.
So we must get the rain of Krishna Katha in our lives.
Moramo imati kišu Krishna Katha u našem životu.
Then we will very enthusiastically want to meet the ocean.
Tada ćemo vrlo entuzijastično htjeti se sresti s oceanom.
Our hearts want to pour themselves into Lord Krishna.
Naša srca će nas vući Krishni.
This is enthusiasm.
To je entuzijazam.
It's generated by good Krishna Katha.
Stvoren je sa dobrom Krishna Katha.
O Goranga Katha is also very useful.
Goranga Katha je također vrlo korisna.
And the worms of our material desires, they have to either flee or drown.
Crvi naših materijalnih želja moraju ili pobjeći ili se utopiti.
Two alternatives they have.
Dvije alternative imaju.
Go or drown.
Idi ili se utopi.
Yeah. So I hope I have explained everything properly.
Nadam se da sam sve ispravno objasnio.
I wish all of you that you can remain boundlessly enthusiastic.
Želim svima vama da možete ostati neograničeno entuzijastični.
You need to know two things to become enthusiastic.
Trebate znati dvije stvari da biste bili entuzijastični.
Serve the devotees.
Služite bhakte.
Hear about Krishna.
Slušajte o Krishni.
It must be a rainfall of hearing about Krishna.
Mora biti pljusak slušanja o Krishni.
I always recommend to the devotees, please read Brihadbhagavatamrita. That's a real rainfall.
I uvijek preporučujem Bhakta, molim vas, čitajte Brihat Bhagavatamritu, to je uistinu pljusak.
Yes. Marayanti has all the three volumes I have personally seen. Yeah. Are they in in Split? We also have, someone has the three volumes.
Ima neko tri.
Kangini. Oh.
Madhyanti ima sva tri.
Ricardoji tom. And Kalavati also.
Dijela. Kalavati i Kangin isto imaju tri tijela. Znamo gdje ćemo sad.
Congratulations, Kalavati. You made a good purchase.
Čestitam. Dobro ste kupovinu obavili.
Dobro. So, I will end here.
Ovdje ću stati.
Do you have any questions at the end?
Da li imate bilo kakvo pitanje sad na kraju?
Lila Purushottama has a question.
Lila Purushottama ima pitanje.
Who else has a question?
Ko još?
Yes, we start there.
Yosip.
Maybe we should briefly open the window. Is it all right with you?
Yeah.
Yes, Lila Purushottama.
Is this resistance just in the beginning? Or also there is a resistance while we are enthusiastic?
Da li je to, to opiranje samo u početku ili je ono također i dok smo entuzijastični?
See, you must understand. Is there? I will repeat it. Or
ponovit ću.
Yes, resistance. Is it only there in the beginning, or does it happen also when we are enthusiastic?
Da li je to opiranje samo u početku ili također i tu dok smo entuzijastični?
You must know as you move through the material world. The material world itself will offer some resistance.
Morate znati, dok ste u materijalnom svijetu, on će sam nuditi otpor.
I think you know that the car manufacturers, you know, they always show you this pictures of the car, how they are built in an aerodynamic way.
Vidjet ćete u slikama auta kako su napravljeni. Pokazat će uvijek tu aerodinamiku auta, liniju.
Because if you just drive through the atmosphere, and you don't have aerodynamics, you know, you will have to push against all this air.
Jer ako jednostavno se nađete u atmosferi bez aerodinamike, morat ćete više puno napora ići kroz zrak.
I think we all know when we put our hands out of the car when we drive fast, there's so much resistance.
Znamo kad stavimo ruku van auta dok se brzo vozimo, koliko otpora je tu u zraku.
So while you are in the material world, there will be some resistance to your enthusiasm.
Dok se u materijalnom svijetu bit će opiranja vašem entuzijazmu.
And I have a surprise for you, Lila Purushottama.
Imam iznenađenje za tebe, Lila Purushottama.
The material world is not only outside of you, it's inside of you.
Materijalni svijet nije samo izvan tebe, već i unutar tebe.
The mind.
Um.
Ooh, um. Oh, so much resistance.
Toliko mnogo otpora.
Yeah, Krishna. So there will be some resistance.
Biće otpora i opiranje.
Therefore we need to know, we need to learn some mind control, sense control.
Stoga moramo naučiti nešto vladanje umom i čulima.
In bhakti, our mind and sense control happens by fixing up our mind and thinking of Krishna and our senses. We engage in Krishna service. This is how we avoid the resistance to devotional service.
Izbjegnemo tu otpornost, opiranje predanom služenju u bhakti yogi kroz um, na taj način što mislimo na Krišnu, a čulima tako što služimo Krišnu.
The yogis have to control the mind and the senses to avoid troubles from them.
Jogi moraju vladati umom i čulima da bi izbjegli nevolje.
But we bhakti yogis, we know we want to go to Krishna, so we engage mind and senses in Krishna service. That is our aerodynamics.
Ali mi bhakti yogi jednostavno želimo se vratiti Krišni i stoga angažiramo čula i um u služenju Krišne. To je naša aerodinamika.
Our aerodinamika, yes. Then the mind and senses will come like this, and then it's not so difficult.
Onda će mi čula postati u liniji s kojom je lakše ići.
As long as it's like this.
Ako držimo tako, onda je otpor.
Too much resistance. So spiritual aerodynamics.
Duhovna aerodinamika. Vladanje umom i čulima.
Engaging mind and senses in Krishna service.
Angažiranjem uma i čula u služenju Krišne.
When you don't engage the mind and senses, you can be in Krishna service and engage them in Maya service. After some time, you will feel the resistance more.
A ako ne angažirate um i čula u službi Krišne, već u službi Maje, osjećate to opiranje sve više i više.
Mind and senses come up like this again, and then you wonder, why is it so hard to go?
Um i čula dođe u taj krivi položaj dinamički i onda mislimo kako je tako teško ići.
You had too much non-devotee association.
Previše društva sa abaktama.
And your mind and senses were engaged materially.
I materijalni, naš um i čula su bili angažirani materijalno.
Or your heart became enthusiastic for material things again.
Ili srce ponovo postaje entuzijastično za materijalne stvari.
Therefore there's so much resistance when you want to go.
Iz toga ima toliko mnogo otpora kad želite krenuti ići.
Krishna. Do you know what I feel? With I gave now a long lecture, I really feel now the energy is we have heard enough for this morning. This is what I feel. In a good way. In a good, we have to digest these things. We can't go unlimitedly talking.
Osjećam da smo imali dugu lekciju i da smo dosta toga napravili, tako da ne bi trebali ići dalje.
So we will end
u dobrom
here.
Smislu. Staćemo ovdje.
I want to say in parting, I was very, very impressed by the preaching done by all of you here in Split.
Hoću reći da sam veoma impresioniran s propovjedanjem koje ste svi ovdje napravili u Splitu.
Our family has increased.
Naša obitelj se povećala.
I remember in the beginning to the morning program, not so many interested people would come.
Sjećam se u početku ne bi mnogo to ljudi odlazilo na jutarnji program.
But now in the morning it is a good assembly of good devotees.
Ali sada ujutro imamo lijep skup sa finim baktama.
And in the evening it is full, so that the windows develop steam.
A uvečer je puno, tako da prozori dobiju maglu.
Very nice, your service is wonderful here in Split.
Vaša služba je ovdje jako lijepa u Splitu.
And I really think with these two programs which you do, these two types of programs, you will be able to really help people here to practice spirit, a joyful spiritual life.
Mislim da ćete sa ove dvije vrste programa koje ovdje imate, koje imate, moći pomoći ljudima do prakticiranju duhovnog života.
One program is the program, these public programs which you did.
Jedna vrsta to su programi ti javni koje ste napravili.
Where you have everything, good music, good acrobatics.
Gdje imate dobru glazbu i akrobatiku.
Jelko, I said yesterday, do you know, each evening in Vrindavan there is an acrobatic show.
Znaš li, Željko, da u Vrindavanu svako večer ima akrobatski show?
You should maybe tell these two nice persons who did. When Krishna has eaten, he goes to the public assembly hall, all the Brijbasis come, and then some people do acrobatics.
Nakon što Krishna jede, ode u skupnu salu i onda tamo dođu neki ljudi što rade akrobatiku za Krishna.
Yes, but all the Brijbasis only look at Krishna and Balarama.
Ali svi Brijbasi ne gledaju akrobatiku, gledaju samo Krishna i Balarama.
In other words, the acrobatics is only a pretext to have another event.
Ona je samo jedna vrst uvoda, izgovora. Uvoda... izgovora za jedan drugi događaj.
But this is not a problem for the acrobatics, acrobats.
Ali to nije nikakav problem za akrobate.
Because they also look only at Krishna while they do their thing.
Oni isto samo gledaju u Krishnu.
They walk, they balance on these thin sticks.
Balansiraju na tim tankim štapovima.
Krishna, Krishna. And they do this with the, you know, with the plates.
I sa onim tanjurima, znate kad vrte tanjure po nosu.
Acrobatics is there in Goloka Vrindavan also.
Tako, akrobatika postoji i na Goloki Vrindavan.
It's bona fide.
Vjerodostojno je.
Hare Krishna. So we do these public programs which are very attractive.
Radimo javne programe koji su veoma privlačni.
Also with guitar. Do 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 do. And everything.
Yes. With guitarom.
Yes. And then we have these wonderful traditional programs.
Imamo te prekrasne tradicionalne programe.
Artik, Japa, Bhagavatam lectures. Prasadam.
Prasadam, Japa i sve ostalo što smo čuli.
This is a very nice combination.
To je vrlo, vrlo lijepa kombinacija.
Because sometimes for new people this is the traditional program is a little bit it's so new that they find it not so easy to relate to it immediately.
Taj tradicionalni program je toliko nov ljudima da ne mogu odmah se s njim na neki način uklopiti.
But we have, when we have nice bhajans and so on, and then something they can relate to, like what you did on the public programs, and there are also other things, then it's very easy for them.
Ali nešto što, kao što se napravili na javnom programu, s njima je lakše relacionirati, to postaje na njima onda vrlo lako.
Yes. So I want to encourage you very much.
Želim vas ohrabriti veoma.
It was a wonderful time for me.
Bilo mi je prekrasno vrijeme ovdje.
I was enjoying every second.
Uživao sam svaku sekundu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.